I'm Natalie. I'm a TCC student from the West Campus. Today I will be interviewing Anna, a TCC student who was born in Mexico, moved here. I will also be interviewing Leanne, who is also a TCC student who was born in Cuba. They are both from the Northeast Campus, and today we will be working on the oral history project, and I will be their interviewer today. So let's get started. Anna, how are you doing today?
Great. Good. How are you?
I am good. 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 Thank you. And Leanne, how are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
Good, perfect. I kind of want to just get started off on, what part of Mexico are you from, Anna?
Well, I'm from Zacatecas, Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. I had a friend's mom take a visit there.
Yeah.
Seems really pretty over there. How old were you when you came here?
Well, I was 18 years old when my dad brought me here.
Okay, so is it just your dad and you?
No, my whole family came. Yeah, but at the beginning it was just me and my brother. My dad.
Awesome. And then Leanne, what part of Cuba did you come from?
I am from a city that is called Cardenas. It's more known for the city of the bicycles.
Wow, I've never heard of that. That's awesome. And then how old were you when you came over?
Well, I was 21.
21. When I came. Okay. Okay. Let's see. So Anna, being in a different country, how easy was it to get comfortable here?
It wasn't easy at the beginning because of the language and the culture, so different. Back there in Mexico, well, everything is like freedom. You can walk all over the places. And when I came here, well, nothing is closed like there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, and the language was the most difficult part of being in this country because I couldn't understand almost nothing.
Wow, yeah.
And, well, when I had to start working, it was so complicated for me to have a conversation or communicate with my bosses or my co-workers. That was a big you could say there's a big problem, or yeah, that was the hardest part of being in this country at the beginning, the language.
So when you came here, you only knew Spanish, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you learn English? I'm kind of asking because my mom, she's from Peru, she's from South America, and she came here just nothing, just Spanish, and she learned from watching like television, reading books, and her husband, you know, she or my dad taught her a little bit.
Yeah, I started learning basically in my job.
Oh, okay.
I worked with American people. In my job, there were a few people who speak English, I mean Spanish, so I had to push myself to understand. And then in about 6 months after I came, I start taking English classes. So that's the way I have been learning a little bit here and a little bit there, because I haven't studied like constantly. It's like I take one semester here, and then a few years later, I have the time to take another class and like that. But
wow, yeah, that's definitely something I gotta admire. That's something that I feel like you kind of have to stick to it, especially English. English can be one of like, I think it's like one of the hardest languages, I feel like. So that's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Easy, but now I'm here.
Now you're here. And now, yeah, I can. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Leanne, was it easy to get comfortable here, or was it kind of just the same way?
Well, In the aspect of living with my family and the way go to have a better life was comfortable. But in the aspect that when I have to get out to the house and go to work and that stuff, was a little bit difficult because the language, even when you came and you know, and you think you speak English, but when you came here and you started to speaking with an American person, you say, what? What are
yeah.
you talking? It's really different than the English that you think you know from your country. So,
oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah. I kind of am the same way whenever I don't speak Spanish. My mom does. And when she speaks Spanish, I'm like, can you slow down? Can you slow down? Because she tries to teach me. And I'm like, please slow down because I have to piece every word together. So I'm sure it's kind of the same way. Or maybe it's like, what are you saying? So that's crazy. That's really, like I said, I got to admire that. That's amazing. I guess we can start talking about education here. With the education here, would you go home and apply it in your country? Or are you planning to stay here with the education that you're doing? Oh, I guess Anna, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to kind of direct, so we're good.
Well, no, I guess I'm going to stay here because my whole family is here now. I have two brothers and two sisters, my parents, and now I'm married. I have three children, my husband, so I don't think I'm going back to Mexico. So, yeah. I'm staying.
Staying here. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, and then Leanne.
Well, I'm planning to go in to visit, but not to stay over there because the situation on my country is more bad than ever. So, I'm thinking stay here and living here and study here.
Yeah. We had to look up a little bit about each of your countries, and I did a little bit of research myself, and the only thing I really could get was more of like, oh, they're going through this struggle, or there's a flaw in this and that, and it was kind of hard to hear that, because in other foreign countries, there's always a beautiful side to it, and I wish I could have researched that more, and I think that's pretty great that we're doing interviews like this, so maybe I can get from people like how the culture is, the food, the muse, like there's so many positive things and more things we could do research on. So I guess we could say, Anna, so how is the culture? How would you say, is that something you miss?
Well, yeah, Mexico has a beautiful culture. The food, I mean, mm-hmm. It's amazing. That's the part that I really miss, the food.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and I don't know, Mexico has beautiful places to visit. I mean, what could I say? It's my country and I miss to be there, but as Leanne said, the situation is so bad and I don't see my family living there. So even I really miss my country, I prefer to stay here for safety.
Yeah, I totally get that. So Leanne, would you say, how would you say your culture is like?
Well, Cuba have a particular culture because for Cuban people, all your neighbors are your family, and all like your friends are part of your family. For example, like your best friends is like your sister or daughter. For your daughter is your it's like the real uncle and that stuff. It's not that's the part that I most that I miss most because here you like. For the system of the work and the times and that stuff, you never know who is your neighbor.
Yeah.
It's not because you go to live in your neighbor house, but it's nice you know who will live behind you and you can say hello and good morning and that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I'm born here and I can say the same thing. Like, you know, you just kind of go out, get your mail, you say hi to your neighbor, and you just go back in. You know, you don't, mm-hmm. That's kind of how it is.
Yeah. For you don't me, really know your neighbors, and back in our countries, you know all the people around you, and wow. you can be friends of everybody. And yeah,
mm-hmm. that's amazing. I think from my mom's point of view, when she was in Peru, it was like everyone was sharing food. You would go to someone's neighbor, you would share this or that plantain. And I was like, wow, I don't even know our neighbor yeah. next door. So that's really cool.
It's like that in almost in all Latin culture is similar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's see. So back with the education thing, I was wondering, this is just kind of a random question, but has any of the professors kind of pushed you through any hard challenges? And just, I guess, that's my question really. So Anna.
So what was the question?
Have any of the professors pushed you through any hard challenges that you had to face?
Sometimes it's challenging, but no one is going to push you here. So all the professors are so nice, and they're only trying to help us to go through it, and they're trying to help us to grow and get ready to the future. And if, well, that's the way what I see all this, that we're trying to succeed in life. So they're trying to prepare us to go there and what I could say, to give a step forward. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The reason why I asked that is because, you know, I mean, I can't imagine different language barriers, and, you know, it could be like, oh, yeah. Hey, you know, I feel like that would be where I was going with, but yeah, no, I totally understand where you're. Yeah. You answered that perfectly. And then Leanne.
And I think every teacher impacts your life in a different form. They have a particular system of push every student, and they know who can give more and definitely can not give the 100%, and they try to help everyone in the way that they recognize every student.
Okay. Student. Oh, awesome. I agree with that. I think each professor, even if they are maybe your favorite or your least favorite, I think they all play a role in your life. So I think that's good. Let's see. Let's see, I already asked that. All right. So I guess maybe back to the whole culture thing. What is another thing you guys have learned about the people here that are different from your country? I know we kind of briefly went over that, but I was kind of curious maybe if there was more, like maybe, I don't know, like doctors or maybe coworkers. So, Anna?
That question is kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, you're good. You're good.
The culture here is more like I don't know what to answer that question.
Would you like me to go to Leanne and then come back to you?
Yes, and I wait until the end.
Yeah. Okay. So
the question, please.
Yeah, it is. So what's something you've learned about the people here that are different from your country?
Well, I learned here that people care a lot to spend time with family, even when it's just in important holidays, because it's most of the time that they see each other. And I understand it's because everybody have to work and they have to do their things. But also, here than different there is important to study, because even when you will not going to college, you need to have a small career, like because it's a way that you can have a better life here. And the difference with my country, I think, is also in education or in the way the youth persons are living now.
Right. So, Anna, did you want to touch base with kind of what she mentioned?
One thing that I noticed here, different than my country, is that here for Americans, your family is just your husband, wife, and children. And the others, they are your relatives, but they're not your first family. And back there in my country, your family is your neighbor, then the friend of your friend, and your whole family, like your uncle, the uncle of your uncle. And you have big families back there in our countries because we don't separate the families, you know. It's it was hard when I just came, because for most Americans, your family is just like that, husband, wife, and children. And that's the part I just say, wow, it's incredible, because that's the way they think. And it was surprising for me.
Most of my family is, maybe it's just because most of my family is from a different country, or there's another, my dad's side is in different state, but I definitely have noticed that, where it's just, oh, my mom, dad, and my brother, my sister, or me. And, you know, I definitely have noticed that, because I used to have a friend, he's Mexican, and he, I went to one of his, like, I don't even know what it was. I think it was his brother's birthday, and he invited me, and I was like, oh, okay. And everyone was there. And I was like, oh, and then he introduced me to everyone. And it was really nice. And he's like, oh yeah, that's my brother's friend's son's best friend. I'm like, oh, okay. He's here too. That's great. It's everyone. It's family. Yeah. He's like, well, that's family. And then, you know, the food, there's so much food, and it's amazing. You know, it's everyone prepares for that. It's just like someone's birthday. That also happens for, oh gosh, someone's anniversary. Like it's awesome. I like it.
Yeah, and Mexicans, we do party for everything.
yeah, it's great. And it's also a really long party too. It's not just from like 6 to 8. It's like 6 to 6 a.m. Like, it's great. It's amazing. So, I love that. All right. So I guess I can touch base with ignore that. That was my cat. I'm really sorry about that. Let's see. All right, so I guess maybe I can just quickly ask, or not ask, but like I guess ask, we'll start with Anna. Tell me a little bit about your family. Is it just, you said it was your husband and your three kids?
Yeah, well, I'm married and I have three children, 7, 6, and 4 years old. They're little.
Oh.
Yes, I'm a busy mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all three are now in school. Mm-hmm. And my oldest son, he has autism. Mm-hmm. He's in a special needs kid. And I have my mom, my parents both. And I have two brothers and two sisters. And as I told you, for Mexican people, your family is your whole family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, I don't say that my family is just my husband and my children. I say my family is my whole family, but the most important people is my husband and my children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
awesome. Yeah. And Leanne.
Well, in my case, I live with my parents, my brother, my uncle, and my little baby that he is 1.5.
Aw, that's amazing. That's awesome. Would you guys definitely want to take your family to visit your countries?
Yeah, in my case, yeah. Because, I'm from Zacatecas, Mexico, but when I was there, I was living in a countryside, and which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. All children play outside, they go to the mountains, they go to the river, they play with animals. You don't have to go to the zoo to some chickens or sheep, any animal, you can find them out there. So yeah, definitely I want to take my children to visit there because it's a really good environment for them and they're gonna love it.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome. You're right. The zoo is something I've always looked forward to as a kid, but I can't even imagine. You see that almost every day over there, or at least. That's awesome. And for you, Leanne?
Well, of course, also because we have family there yet, but I would like to show my son the difference between the American kids and the Cuban kids. He will learn how important is appreciate what you have in life and the opportunities that you can have too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's definitely something my mom mentions to me. It's like, oh, my childhood was different. It's not because, you know, she was, you know, she's older or anything, but it's just the different environment. So I think that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here most of the kids are all the time in the tablet or in the cell phone. In our countries, it's different because, like Anna say, the kids can go out and play. Also because they don't have the opportunity to have a cell phone or have a tablet or have internet on their cell phone or tablet. But I guess it's more healthy for them go out to play with their friends. The opportunity they don't have like any risk or danger for like play out happy childhood.
Yeah, I think, you know, my mom has mentioned to me, she's like, oh, I think I have one picture of me as a kid. You know, she didn't have any cameras. And like here, like, you know, a lot of my friends' parents, like I have always been shown like, oh, this is my mom. And like, you know, like they're in like high school. And I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. I only have one picture of my mom when she was like 17. So this is really cool. So, I mean, I definitely see that in this country, you know, a bunch of kids are just given a tablet. And I think that could be said differently in other countries, which I think I'd prefer the other way than a tablet.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Children, usually they're always entertain themselves in video games, as Leanne says, tablets, telephones, and all here is like right now is social media. Little kids, they already have Facebook page and all that kind of stuff, and I don't think it's very like safe for them. And right here, kids have a lot of toys, have the opportunity to ask for something and they just have it because there's the ways and there's the means to have a toy whenever they want. And back there in our countries, it's kind of hard to have the same kind of like lifestyle. And it's so different.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, like it's I kind of want to say it's sad. I hope I don't offend anyone, but I think it's sad that I see 7-year-olds with a phone when I was given one at 15, and I don't know, maybe that's because, you know, phones were out when I was 15, or maybe my mom was like, hey, like you're not gonna get a phone. And I don't think she wanted me to get a phone until I was 18, but I started going to school and she was like, I need to know where you're at. So I think that's got to be different in different countries. So I think, wow, that's insane to think about. I guess I need to wrap it up here quick. So I think I kind of mentioned, you guys both definitely see your future still being here. I think that's something I asked earlier. I think my last question my last two questions. So you guys are at TCC for other classes. What are those classes? I guess we can start with Anna.
Well, yes, definitely. I see TCC for my first option to start my studies. I'm planning to take classes for accounting. And I don't know what I need to do yet, but that's what I'm thinking. That's my plan. And yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I think you've started where you're at right now. I think you're doing great. So that's awesome. Leanne?
Well, in my case, I see TCC for another options because I want to be a lawyer, but be a lawyer is a long, it's a plan in long terms because take much time and money, of course. But my next step here in TCC will be a business computer user certificate because this will help me to get the skills that I need for work as a lawyer, secretary, or assistant.
Wow, that's amazing. That is really interesting to hear. You guys have jobs now, correct?
No.
Not in my case.
All right, yeah, no, I mean, understandable. let's see. All right. I guess the last or one of the last questions I want to ask was there any, just to kind of keep, you know, be a little light here. Were there any funny mishaps you guys have come across here in this country whenever you kind of just started moving over here? Because I mean, I definitely know that it was obviously a struggle and that's something that I look at in a positive way. I think struggling doesn't mean it has to be negative. I think that's coming here is really hard and anyone could say that. But were there any funny mishaps that you did come across?
Yeah, in my case, yeah, because it was hard, but it was funny for me because when I just started working, I was working in a church, and I was I used to clean the church, and sometimes in the mornings, the old Americans, the mature, you could say, Americans. They have the services in the morning and they stay there and drink coffee and have a bread or whatever. And sometimes they had accidents or whatever. And I remember one time when they were asking for a mop and they were saying where they were asking for the mop. And I was just like, I don't know, what are you asking for?
Oh, yeah.
And I gave them the mop and the sweep and the many things, not the thing that they really were asking for.
Mm-hmm.
It was embarrassing, but now I remember those days and I just laugh. And yeah, it was frustrating in that moment, but right now, and I remember and I say, well, I guess I've been growing so much.
Mm-hmm. Definitely learn from that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Their lessons. And later than that, that part of my life helped me to value more the opportunity to be here because, I don't know.
Hope you didn't freeze. Oh no.
I guess she's frozen.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Well, in my case, it's same because in the beginning, I guess it's frustrating for every immigrant that came here without to speak perfect the language and have the life that you imagine because it's hard to, you have to work 40 hours a week or more than 8 hours daily, and you couldn't have the time for study the language. And sometimes it's really difficult.
I bet. I think that's something I hope any person that you've come across and you're just like, okay, what are you asking? I hope they've just been really patient. I know my mom has told me stories. Oh yeah, people are normally really patient, or you know, sometimes they're really not, and they're just like, you know, whatever. You know, and I think that's something I can only ask for our country is just to be patient with anyone who doesn't, you know, speak English.
Yeah, in many cases, people are very patient, but in many cases.
Any cases?
People could be so rude.
Well, that's depending on who or where you are working, because sometimes older person are desperated. I know it because my last work was in the retirement home. An older person can get mad easier than other person, and their patients are little ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I think that's definitely just a problem in this country. I think a lot of being patient is really hard to do. I feel like I think that's a big flaw here. So, trying to talk to someone that doesn't speak English, I think that is something people just can't handle. I think that is something I've noticed. And I think my mom can kind of say the same thing. But, all right. Well, did you guys have any questions for me? I mean, the interview is basically about you guys, and I think I kind of want to keep it there. But if you had any questions for me, I definitely don't mind taking any.
No, I guess not. For me, everything is good.
All right, perfect. I think, yeah, learning just from being here, you guys are like, yeah, no, I know enough. I don't want to know anymore, which is fine. All right. Well, I think we can wrap this up. I'm going to end the recording here.